You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at the Accessible Publishing Conference, organised by RNIB and the DAISY Consortium, and hosted by Google. And joining me now is Chris Patnow, the Head of Accessibility and Disability Inclusion. And can you tell us which region you work for, Chris?
Yeah, and being nerds, we use acronyms for everything. So my region is called EMEA, which is short for Europe, Middle East, and Africa.
We are here at the inaugural Accessible Publishing Conference, and can I ask you, you know, as we approach the end of today's events, how important are events like these to help such an important cause as is accessible publishing?
I think there's immense value in having conversations like this. It is sort of the mantra of nothing about us without us. We need to bring the publishers and the people together so we can understand where the gaps are. And once we understand the gaps, organizations like Amazon and Google, etc., we can come together to find solutions. And together we get to create an environment where everyone gets the entertainment and learning that they want.
And when it comes to technological advancements in accessible publishing, you know, what particular technological advancements do you think have been the highlight, really, of the most recent years to make publishing accessible content easier and consuming it easier?
I'm quite fond of the technology that we've just discussed today, where you can use simple TTS technology, but thoughtfully designed, so you have high-quality voices, different genders, different accents, but you could also go in and tune it, so you can insert the pauses, you can insert breaths, and you can make it sound like a human reading a story. Now, there's a place for humans reading stories and reading books, but sometimes, because it's so expensive, many books don't get translated into audiobooks. Tools like this really make it possible to have much more content be made available, things that you wouldn't do because of the cost. Now we've sort of democratized the ability to create audiobooks for everyone.
When it comes to working with various organizations, you know, you've got RNIB here, you've got Amazon, you've got obviously Google, you've got the DAISY Consortium. Mm-hmm. How important is it that all these organizations collaborate together and learn from each other?
It's critically important, because no one organization is going to have all the answers. Different people are good at different things, different organizations are good at different things. But by working together with the RNIB and the DAISY Consortium, we can understand where we can do better and how we can make these things better for all of our users.
And when it comes to some of the challenges regarding publishing of accessible content, what is the biggest challenge, do you think, at the moment, and how are Google working to partly solve it?
Well, I think one of the challenges we have is the awareness of the opportunity, and people still thinking that it's a niche business. Anna Tyler told a wonderful story this afternoon about someone poking her, saying, "No one's going to want to have audiobooks." This is true for all kinds of technology. The technology will evolve over time, and that we need to have more content available to more people. From an education perspective, it provides jobs. From an entertainment perspective, it brings people together. So having access to a common language, a common set of stories, brings our culture closer together.
When it comes to future developments in technology and technology for publishing accessible content, is there a particular development you are looking forward to enhancing or forward to coming in to play to help make content more accessible?
I think the easy answer is going to be AI. Artificial intelligence, machine learning, these kinds of tools will make it easier to create more inclusive content. It'll make it easier to consume content. But also, I'd like to go back to some of the old school kind of AI, like OCR and computer vision, where we can take existing books, for example. We have a cool application called Lookout, which can scan an entire page and read it out to you. So you can take real books that were never created to be accessible and be able to consume stories in it like that.
Fantastic. Chris Patnow, Head of Accessibility and Disability Inclusion, thank you very much for joining us here at the Accessible Publishing Conference on RNIB Connect Radio.
My pleasure. Thank you for inviting me.